All right. That tune is called Steamin', and the person who is leading the band is one of the greats of jazz, along with his two brothers, and that's Thad Jones. Thad is on trumpet. You'll hear him later on. The Jones brothers, Thad, and who else? There's Hank. And there's Elvin. Elvin is a drummer. Hank is on tenor sax. They earned their places in the pantheon of jazz artists. So you had Thad Jones. We just said started up this band. He is the band leader. Kenny Burrell on guitar. Paul Chambers on bass. Arthur Taylor on drums, Frank West on tenor sax, he started out, and Mal Waldron on piano, an incredible group performing. This was recorded in 1957 and appears on Thad Jones's album After Hours, which was released that same year. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and we're back. How about that? Did you miss me? Nobody called to say they missed me. All right. It's all right. I'm not taking it personally. Really, I'm not. All I know is that you'll get yours. You certainly will. What are we going to be talking about today? Well, if we can talk about all these things today, it would be great to make up for us not being together yesterday. We had a little glitch. But the good thing is we have very capable computer and electronic people who know. It's a good thing they didn't have to depend on me to fix this. We'd be here for another 10 years and still wouldn't figure it out. But they fixed it and we're back in good shape. So I want to talk about a pain in the mask. What is this problem that we have in the United States about people wearing masks? Why does it have to be a big deal, as it is in some parts of the United States, about people being adamant about not wearing a mask in the face of a pandemic where germs are flying all over the place and it is a sneaky kind of disease. We have seen so many reports about people feeling perfectly fine. And then the next day, they're dead. Do people have a problem so huge about wearing a mask that they would risk not only their lives, but other people's lives as well? Because of some ridiculous explanation that it's a constitutional right. This is a stupid argument, plain and simple. Wear the bloody mask. We have to depend on the advice of our health experts and our scientists, and they have said over and over and over again, it is the best solution that we have now for bringing the incidence of coronavirus down so that the germs are not transmitted easily But I suspect there's something else happening here with this mask thing. Why people don't want to wear a mask. And it is to me, I mean, I don't want to say it yet, what it is. I think it is. But it is really fascinating. Some people would rather die than wear a mask. There's got to be a deep reason for that. So let's get to that first. This pain in the mask. Why wouldn't people just wear the mask? Wear a mask. You know, it's a sensible thing to do. Our health leaders are saying this is what we need to do until we really get a full handle on this coronavirus. We have to take measures now that would, alleviate things a bit, save us some grief until we get a perfect handle on it, but we don't. But in the meantime, we have to take measures to attenuate the full impact of this. What could the reason be that people are putting up such resistance to wearing a mask? I have some ideas. Let's hear yours at 888-874-4888. Ed from Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Eutrice.
Thank you for calling in, Ed.
You know, when you, I have to laugh a little bit because I'm a comedian, but when you said wear the bloody mask, it sounded a little
Yes.
bit like you had a Sean Connery inflection in your voice there a little bit. I kind of pictured him going, wear the bloody mask, Marcus, wear the bloody
That's
mask.
right. Wear the bloody mask. So,
So I have
what do
some
you think
theories
is
on it.
going on here?
Well, let's start with the President of the United States never wearing a mask. And anybody that's around him, like his vice president, he was grilled by reporters. And he said, well, constitutionally, you can't make people wear a mask. And then he has a rally in the Dakota. And nobody's wearing a mask there either. So I have a feeling that even if people don't like Trump and don't want to vote for him, I think there's a psychological aspect. The leader of the free world doesn't take this virus seriously enough to wear a mask or any of the people around him. He called it a hoax before it became a pandemic. He said it'll just go away. He doesn't really want to deal with it. And like again, I just see, you know, I power walk. So in Los Angeles, where it's a hotbed of coronavirus risings, I see about 50% of the people not wearing masks. Most of those people, unfortunately, are your younger two generation that feel invincible about
And
this.
yet
But I really do believe he
they
has an
are
influence
the
on it.
new group that is dominating in terms of getting the disease and dying from it.
Yeah.
Let me
Now,
float the
amazingly,
theory.
I called in a month ago, and my parents were both diagnosed with coronavirus. My father was 83 and my mother's 81, both in the hospital. Thank God they survived. They just tested negative last week for coronavirus. They're rehabbing in a nursing home right now, but thank God they're still alive in their 80s. So, and they never, thank God, had to go on ventilators, but they were hospitalized. So, but younger people, I find they're just not wearing the mask. And I got to take credit away the President of the United States, because every time the governor of the state of California gets on and he pleads with people, implore, we even set up a task force to ticket people. It doesn't matter. People are still not wearing the mask. So I got to
And you know
believe.
why the president isn't wearing a mask? I have a very strong feeling that before he leaves the White House every day, he might have gobbled up handfuls of medications that are not made available to the rest of the people to boost his immune system and as a sort of preventive antidote to coronavirus. But he's not saying that.
Well, other theory is this. I'll leave you with this. The virus took one look at Trump and went the other direction. So.
Cruel man you are. Thanks, Ed, for calling
in
today.
I appreciate
and getting us started. All right. Henry from Chicago. What is this mask thing? Have you figured out what could be behind the resistance of wearing a mask?
Hi, Utrice. How's it going?
All right. How you doing?
All right. Enduring the heat right now, but that's okay. I guess the last caller and you kind of touched a little bit on the issue of masks because of the fact that it's not mandated by the federal government. And like you had just expressed and the last caller expressed, you don't see the president wearing one. So this resistance to masks because of the fact that it's so spread out by state, like here in Illinois, there is a mandatory requirement to wear masks in public in regards to, you know, restaurants and grocery stores and stuff like that. But, you know, you go to other states and, you know, they're pleading with people to wear masks, but there is no type of ordinance or law that, you know, that states that, you know, masks are required. Now, if you look at other countries who are going through this, their total government is saying everybody needs to wear a mask, and there is no argument with the people about it. It's only here in the United States where, you know, and in certain places where masks aren't required, where people are kind of like getting into this argument about this. So
yeah,
that's the only thing that I see is that it is not mandated by the federal government, and the government's handling of this whole coronavirus thing has just been a total train wreck. And this is why we're in the situation we're in.
But still, we have to deal with the fact we're in the middle of a pandemic. We know that hundreds of thousands of people are affected by this disease. Thousands and thousands have already died, and many more thousands are in the process of dying. I don't know why people are telling us about a constitutional right that they have to not wear a mask. Where is it written in the Constitution? I don't know. But what I do know is that it is a major, they're calling it a pandemic, which means it's an extreme situation, and you have to respond. This is not dependent upon some federal law, you know, the feds, it's not in the Constitution and people have a right to choose. And they're making all these silly arguments. The fact is, it is a public health disaster. And people have to respond as such. Is a mask that much of a threat to people's ego? I didn't think so until I saw the resistance. I took a cab, two cabs the other day. I had to take a cab to an appointment. The driver shows up without a mask. I have my mask on, and I got out. And I called the cab company, and I said, how dare you send a driver here without a mask? They said, oh, he's not wearing a mask. I said, you didn't check? Okay. So I go to my appointment and I call for another cab to bring me home. Also shows up without a mask. And then he gets offended when I said, continue on your way. I'm not getting in your cab. And he said, why? I said, I don't know, whether you just coughed or sneezed. I don't know who was in the car before my getting in. You go on your way. But you should know you're breaking the law. The law in Florida says you got to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So he got angry with me. He got very angry with me. I didn't take his cab. I called the company again. I said, coming to my appointment, you send somebody without a mask. Leaving my appointment to go home, you send somebody without a mask. Aren't you supposed to be checking these things? But it is an amazing thing that is going on, and I want to see who gets it today. Who is on to the answer to this mask business? But thank you, Henry, for calling in and contributing.
Thank you.
Ed from Jamaica, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Eutrice. How are you feeling?
I'm hanging in with my mask.
I hear you. And you were sorely missed yesterday, definitely. Me personally, I've missed you greatly.
I missed everybody, too. But that was a test to see, you know, our feelings for each other. We just tested yesterday.
Well, you were sorely missed. You were sorely missed by me. No doubt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So what's going on with this mask business? Or is it that too much is being made of it? Is there something really serious happening here?
There is something really serious happening, and I'm going to tell you what it is. There are two fundamental factors that can, in my opinion, contribute to the discrepancy of the mask. Number one, there's a general, my opinion is a general ignorance in America as far as understanding science and understanding facts and being able to read and being able to research. Because when the swine flu epidemic broke out in Europe and in Asia, everybody wore a mask. And that was in 2002, 2003. Anytime there's a pandemic in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, people have no problem. They put on masks. And if you looked at news reports from that time, you saw that, number one. Number two, the government's handling of this pandemic was totally inept and completely idiotic. Fauci lied about the mask in the beginning. Remember in March when Fauci and the CDC came out and the CDC was saying wear a mask, and Fauci and the rest of Trump's cronies were saying, well, masks are not really necessary. Then later on in mid-April, beginning of June, Fauci did an interview with Reuters and they asked him about masks and the importance of masks, because studies had come out and showed that masks do help prevent the spread of coronavirus. And Fauci said, well, in the beginning, we were short of masks, and we didn't want essential personnel not to have masks as far as doctors and nurses, so we downplayed the importance of masks for the general public. So when you got a government that you can't trust, and when you got information that is biased and lied, what do you expect?
They lied about the masks.
The top people are doing the lying. You don't know who's lying. I don't trust anything Fauci says, because he lied, he, even though he knew that this mask could help cut virus, because instead of, hey, we got to make more masks because we got to protect the general public. No, don't worry about it. You know, you don't need it. And then he lied. He admitted that he lied in an interview with Reuters. I mean, go on YouTube, look it up. When you've got people that are supposed to be defending your health, public health officials lying to your face, what do you expect? I can't blame somebody, because you don't know what's real and what's fake. And if you don't take the time and if you don't know how to research, fortunately, I grew up around people that taught me how to read, that taught me how to look into things, to look behind the scenes. I did research. I looked into it, because in the beginning I was suspect about the mask. But I researched it. I looked into it and I saw that a certain type of mask worn the correct way, covering the nose and the mouth, will prevent particulate and droplets from transmitting. And if you have the disease, even if you're wearing a cloth mask, it contains it so it doesn't spread, because this disease has a tendency of running asymptomatic for a period of time. So it's combined lying and ignorance. I mean, people, you've got to look behind things. You've got to look into things for yourself to educate and edify yourself.
Well, thank you. I think you're right. But could you get us a little closer to what, in the general sense, what's in the psyche of the American people that makes them so defiant about wearing a mask?
Well, it's the great American myth. I can pull myself up by my bootstraps. I am my own God. It's the great American myth. you know, the American, I'm an American. This ain't going to happen to me. You know, I can do whatever I want. You know, I have eminent domain and divine providence. It's the American myth. People buy into it. My right is your right to kill somebody? Is your right to submit somebody to the disease that you don't even know if you have or if you don't have? It's selfishness. It's the great American concept. I am the great I am.
That's right. Individualism in the extreme, and a narcissism about it.
Totally.
I have a right to put you in danger by not wearing a mask, because you are seeing my wearing a mask as me being subservient to you. But I am the boss of you, so yep. I don't have to wear a mask.
It's the great idea.
You
wear
a mask to protect me. I don't have to wear a mask to protect you. This is the thinking, and you're right on it.
Goes back this to community.
This is
lack
a pervasive American way of thinking that it's serious narcissism here, happening here. And as I said, don't mistake it. I do not believe that Donald Trump leaves his house and White House in the morning without gobbling a fistful of pills and drinking a lot of cocktails, allegedly to preserve his health against coronavirus. And then he comes out looking like the defiant one. You know, I don't have to wear a mask because I am the president. I have the power to beat down, to defy coronavirus to infect me. Come on. Meanwhile, he's gobbling down all kinds of pills, legal and illegal, I'm sure, to boost his immune system before he leaves the White House every day. I'm sure of it.
Donald Trump has been hedging his bets since the days of Walden Rink and Trump Tower and the casino. He doesn't do anything. He's not that stupid. He's crazy, but he's not stupid. And believe me, he's protecting himself. He's definitely protecting himself. He's crazy. He's not stupid. There's a difference between stupid and crazy. He's insane, but he's not stupid. But he is absolutely insane, but not stupid. Not by a long shot, believe me.
But you got us really close today. Thank you. Thanks for your contribution.
Thank you.
E from Edgewater, you're on the air.
Hi, Latrice.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm hanging in.
Okay.
So what's this business? Why is there such a brouhaha, such a big fuss, such big resistance to people wearing a mask? What do you think is behind it? Is this just a simple thing that people don't want to be told what to do, or is it deeper than that?
Yeah, that's part of it. That might be a main part of it. I think it's a... In Donald Trump's case, we remember back when he was running for president and doing a lot of rallies, he seemed to have trouble catching his breath. He was always sniffling. Maybe he has some breathing problem that having a mask on impedes it too much for him to be able to breathe properly. For many different reasons, some people have asthma. Some people liked a certain white powder back in the 80s so much that they messed up their nose, their sinuses so badly that having a mask over their face would make it impossible for them to breathe. Now, that could be the case for Donald Trump.
Wow, that is a great observation, E.
Yeah. Well,
yes, I'm listening. That's a great observation. But some people back in the day had such nasal activity, there probably isn't a nasal passage left anymore.
Right. And I've heard conflicting reports. You hear pros and cons about everything, but with the mask, they say you're breathing your carbon dioxide back in, so that makes it worse. And if you do have the thing, then you're breathing it back in, and that makes it worse. So you're hearing all conflicting reports. Then there's people that believe that they don't go by what the government tells them to do. They take care of themselves. They don't eat the traditional diet. They are vegetarian. They take herbs and vitamins, and they keep their immune system boosted so great.
Like, yeah, but we are in the middle of a pandemic, and somebody, namely the federal government, I imagine, which has jurisdiction of all states, somebody has got to set some kind of rules. We're in the middle of a pandemic. People are dying. It turns out Florida now is one of the leading hotspots in the nation. More than 100,000 people infected. So this is not a joke. We are in the middle of a catastrophic event. We can't act as if anything is normal. Is wearing a mask so contrary to people's sense of values or constitutional ideas or whatnot that they should be permitted to just do what they want to do? Or how do you run a country where you are facing this kind of damage to people and their lives and all the other consequences after that? You know, how it affects the economy, how it affects jobs and so forth. This is no small matter. So if you're going to tolerate people doing what they're going to do, you have to interpret it as, it seems to me, as the law of the land, meaning the federal government, that they are defying the law at the worst possible time, when you have a major catastrophe on your hands. We don't have time to indulge people's personal preferences and their cosmetic, their sense of cosmetic looking. They want to look just right and they want to be fashionable or whatever the reason is. This is a national catastrophe. What do you do with people who say, well, we're not wearing masks?
Well, you know, here's the other point. All right, maybe the mask could help a little bit, but why don't you tell us more stuff that will help? Like lots of vitamin C, vitamin D, all these other things that would give us more help. They're not telling us anything else except wearing a stupid mask.
And well, first, it's like
because
when you
know
go to the emergency room. You go to the emergency room, you're in crisis. The first thing is to attenuate the crisis. You can't stop to do all the other things. You have to do the most important thing first. And the most important thing that the health advisors are saying, the health experts are saying, is people should wear masks. Whether you're indoors or outdoors, once you are in contact with other people, you should wear a mask just to bring down the possibility of transmitting the disease to other people.
Well,
so
maybe it's just that they want us to be at odds with each other over every little thing that you can make something about. And here's another chance to get us fighting with each other in stores and stuff. Why don't you have your mask on? You know, it's never ending the way they can manipulate us into doing things that they want us to do. Now, I'm not trying to defend Donald Trump, but when he brought up this oxychloroquine thing, whatever that's called, chloroquine, whatever it's called, he said it might be helpful. Everybody laughed at him and nah. And now we're even hearing from Gary Noll.
He said it would be helpful because he had some financial interest in the company producing it. That's why he said it.
Well, that's the case in
all of the other principal investigators of the drug dismissed it as having little, if any, effect. But he decided to take it. That's what he said. We don't even know if he's lying about that. He said he was taking it. And he got a lot of people taking it. We don't know whether it has helped them or not, or how many of those people who took it also have ended up dead from coronavirus.
All right, so when they come out with the vaccine, are you going to line up to get it?
I generally have a very bad attitude about vaccines, but I understand how helpful they could be and how strategically helpful they could be, especially in a major catastrophe like this. This is a global catastrophe. We haven't really understood or embraced how serious this problem is. This is a major problem.
What does COVID-19 stand for? Do you know what it stands for, COVID-19? What does it stand for?
Coronavirus? For 2019.
What does it stand for?
Corona, that's the co part. Vid is virus. D is disease. And 19 is the year 2019, when it surfaced.
All right. Well, here's another story that I've heard on PRN that it is stands for Certificate of Vaccination Identification 2019 is when they came out with the vaccine. So it's already been made.
It doesn't matter.
Donald
I'm not
Trump...
even discussing that right now. I'm discussing simple matter. We have a pandemic, a major critical issue on our hands. Hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, will end up dead. It is beyond an emergency. It is a catastrophe.
I understand that, Yatrice, and I'm agreeing with you.
Are we going to let a couple of masks get in the way? And instead start arguing silly stuff about constitutional rights?
Well, I think if I'm going into a place that requires a mask, I put on a mask. It's not a big problem. I put it on. But if I was a person that had a breathing problem, whether it was asthma or emphysema or whatever it is, and I couldn't wear the mask, then I'm not going to wear it. And maybe that's Donald Trump's problem, because Pence wears it, all his other henchmen wear them, and he seems to have a problem wearing it, and I think it has something to do with his ability to breathe, right? And that might be it. And that's why a lot of people are having trouble wearing a mask, because they like Donald Trump, and if he doesn't have to wear it, then I ain't going to wear it.
And that's what it's about. Silly explanations as to why they don't want to wear the mask. They see it as a personal protest. They see it as thumbing their nose at the face of government telling them what to do. They see it as their personal right. I mean, they are just totally out of the realm of rationality here, it seems to me, because while they're doing all of that, it is all self-centered. It's about what I want to do. When you are in a major pandemic, you are in a major crisis situation affecting the entire country, if not the world, you don't get to make individual decisions. You have to go by what is best for everyone, and you have to play ball to some major degree. You know, people are coming up with things like, well, I don't look good in a mask. What the heck kind of explanation is that? How does that contribute to fighting this disease and the spread of this disease? Americans are being extremely self-centered and selfish in many, many instances. And in the meantime, we have a pandemic, as I just told you the story about two cab drivers I took yesterday, neither of them wearing masks, and both of them dealing with the public. I don't know who was in a cab before me. I don't know whether they were sneezing or coughing or left particulates in the cab. One of the cab drivers told me, well, It's up to God. You know, something stupid like that. It's up to God whether I live or die. Well, you know, God gave me a brain, and God told me to get the hell out of your cab. Don't even get in. That's what God told me. Thanks for calling in. Ali right, from New York. How are you doing?
And you, Trees?
Hi.
Okay. I'm hanging in like you. So, but I wanted to say a few things about this mask. One of the things that I wanted to say is that this country is very patriotic. It's a patriotic society. So if you see right from the beginning, the people that they didn't want to wear masks, is these people, bodybuilders with the machine gun, portraying the cell like Trump, that they're very strong men, and they don't need that. So that is what you see even in this city. I don't know if you're aware that there is an occupation right here in the city, Occupy City Hall. I was there Wednesday, and I was there again Saturday night. But Wednesday, I took a video. I took a few videos, I would say. And if you take, and I usually take videos of the police department. If you take a look at the majority of the police department, male, especially male, also female, because remember, the female, they have to prove themselves to this macho men community. So they don't wear a mask. Most of the police department in the city facing these protesters are not wearing masks. Okay? So most of them, as you know, they portray themselves as being very strong, very macho man, you know, like a macho man, just like Trump. When you have a group of people, and especially the president of the United States, who is supposed to represent anybody, and we're supposed to follow him, and we see these men doing that all the time, over and over, and also having this big group of people sitting next to each other without masks, you send to yourself, what is the man is doing? That is one thing that I have noticed in this city, and I noticed with Trump. And remember, Trump talks to all this police department around the nation. And that is why when you see over and over and over again, you see them without a mask. But I will have to say
this. Why
doesn't
it work the other way around? If people really understood what Trump represents, and he is not wearing a mask, shouldn't it be natural to do the exact opposite?
If people like us, we do it.
We appreciate what Trump has been.
Yes, but I do have to say this. I don't know if you are aware of this. Bolsonaro tested positive for COVID-19.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard that. So if Boris Johnson just had it, now Bolsonaro, and I hope that our good friend Trump gets a piece of that action. Because there has been three people that they have been refusing to wear a mask in public. And two of them, they already got this thing. So let's just see. Maybe what he has been taking.
We don't know if Trump has had coronavirus. We only know that he is said not to be currently infected. We don't know that to be true. We have no idea. And he is an inveterate liar. So you have to factor that into everything that we know. He's walking around without a mask. Maybe he knows something that we don't know, that you know, he's already been diagnosed with it. We don't know.
Well,
but I'm saying
common
sense.
Yes.
We still have to rely on our common sense. What does common sense say to us? You're in the middle of a major, major health crisis. It is threatening. It's so bad. It's threatening the economy. People are out of jobs because of it. Places have shut down because of it. And the entire nation is on edge about this, the possibility that it could get even worse. And people are fussing about whether they should wear masks. And this is becoming a major debate nationally. And we're discussing, well, look, at President Trump isn't wearing a mask, so why should I? We don't care. But should we be talking this minute stuff, these silly, trivial things? Or should we try to find ways in which more and more people could get the help that they need, providing we understand more and more about the disease? That's where our head should be. We shouldn't be talking about whether you want to wear a mask or don't want to wear a mask. That's crazy. I see it as a logical thing.
You always said and emphasized that we had to take care of ourselves. You always had emphasized that. And that's what we have to do at this time and at this moment, and is what is happening around the world. We do have to take care of.
Yeah. That is absolutely true. Thanks, Sally, for calling in and contributing today. Bill from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Yatrisa, and to everyone listening in your audience.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you, too.
Thank you so much. One of your guests who just spoke, I think it was David, just mentioned about vitamin D and D3 and vitamin C, which reminded me to take mine today. So I just did that. Thank you. Anyway, it all comes down to, like most things in this country, race. And as I see it, and Americans, you know, you see those diehard Texans and other people out, you know, in the country who want to fight and argue about, you know, appropriately wearing a mask when they go into a 7-Eleven or Macy's or whatever. It's because I live in an area that's largely Asian, and the Asians have always in this community routinely worn masks way before the coronavirus situation. And
yes.
So I think the resistance is, we're not going to be like those other people. We're the American exception, and we have an exceptional leader that is in office who identified this problem as coming from Asia. You see, race baited it, and so by wearing a mask, I'm going to be like those other people, like those Asians, or even in Latin America, more and more Latinos are and countries are wearing masks. So I think that's what it comes down to, that resistance, that if we do this as Americans, then, you know, we're like those people. We're vulnerable like those people.
You're touching on something very interesting there. Yes, indeed. Continue.
Yes. And so, you know, this country has always promoted itself, I mean, as Americans, as the leaders of the world, and we're the strongest and the best and the mightiest and also the most different. And for years, people have traveled from the U.S. to other countries and have proudly been the ugly American, you know, going against culture and going against rules in those other countries. And so now, with this pandemic, for our very survival, we really are compelled to be like those other countries that are wearing masks. And then, you know, you look at Taiwan and other countries that are, you know, their rates are so low because they are effectively, you know, employing wearing of masks. But Americans, you know, I think in the heartland and other areas, not just in the heartland, but throughout, we really have this thing about not being like other folks, and
that's
especially right. Other folks that we've looked down on and that we see beneath
point.
Us.
That's a great point, because it gets at the psychology of something. Many societies across the world wear masks and have been wearing masks for decades. And if not masks, some kind of covering,
yes,
depending on the profession that they have, as a way of preventing infection, not only to themselves, but to others. This is typical. It's considered
Absolutely. Basic
hygiene.
Yes.
In these countries. Mm-hmm. This is not a thing because coronavirus hit. This is long before any of these diseases came about. This was the normal way of operating, because many times Americans are not aware of it. You can catch diseases even from cooking. If you basically carving up a chicken or something like that, emit viruses in the air or germs in the air, so you protect yourself. That's the society. That's their consciousness of cleanliness and safety. And you are absolutely right. Many Americans believe that if they adopt the same practices as many other nations have for decades and decades, they have been practicing this type of hygiene. They're not, you know, doing this because they're reacting to a pandemic. This is just normal, daily, routine hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
So their body emissions don't contaminate what they're doing, and they don't contaminate others. It's as simple as that. And they learned the hard way.
Yes, they did.
Because they did come through some very nasty epidemics, whether it's malaria or typhoid fever and all kinds of diseases. And they learned the hard way to practice as part of their daily natural routine some kind of regimen that could cut the incidence of these things happening. You are right on top of that. That's a good point you make right there. So people associate, if they wear masks, they look just like the Asians that who they despise.
Right.
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, in spite of their own life, their own very life, and that of their family and other people around them. So it's ridiculous.
It's a make, but you win the prize today. That was an excellent, excellent observation. That's one of the big things that is not being said about the fight against coronavirus and wearing face coverings and wearing masks, because it makes us look like them.
That's right.
And we are
the
not
last thing
them.
In the world we want to be. Yep.
No. Thanks a lot for calling in, Bill. Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Chris from West Palm Beach, you're on the air.
Hi, Utrice. How are you?
Hi. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I can't complain. To take a swing at your question about, you know, the reluctance to wear masks, I think, you know, part of it is probably some of what the previous caller said, the idea of American exceptionalism on one hand. The other part, to me, is a lot of people see this as a psychological operation because there are a lot of other things going on besides the virus. So I think there's a certain level of defiance because people are researching and looking into things, and they're saying certain things don't add up. So I think they want to lose the constant visual reminder, which is the mask, and you know they want to expose things that are going on. But unfortunately, in today's world, when you express a contrary belief or opinion, everyone quickly says you're a conspiracy theorist, and what you say has no value. So I think that's where some of the anger is coming from the people specifically who say, you know, I'm not wearing masks, etc.
Yes, but here's the question. You have a right, people have a right to think these things, if that's, you know, what their opinion is. But to what degree are you to be allowed, in the face of a national health crisis that is evolving and getting worse as we speak, claiming more and more lives as we speak, for which these folks have no answer, to what degree do we allow them essentially to do whatever they want to do, despite the fact that things are so serious? Does this not itself cause a national crisis?
Okay, so the thing is, way I see it is there are a lot of people who are really scared about the virus, and I understand that. It appears, though, the people who are most scared also want to be outside all the time. And whenever they see that other people aren't doing what they're doing, they're becoming mad. For instance, all these videos of people in the supermarkets, it'll be five people wearing a mask, one person is not. The, you know, five people converge on the one who's not wearing a mask. They're not keeping their distance to go and yell at these people to get out because they're wearing a mask, because they're not wearing a mask. Common sense to me says get away from those people. Like, if I'm wearing a mask, I want to protect myself. I'm in a store. I see somebody not wearing a mask. Move away.
But here's
going
the thing.
Up to them. Go ahead. Sorry.
It is beyond a person by person basis. It happens to be the law. Right now in Florida, where I am, it is the law.
Correct.
Right? So it's beyond personal preference and personal decision. It is the law. I don't proof that it shouldn't be. I mean, there is a crisis. It seems logical to me. It doesn't seem like, you know, it goes beyond the pale and invades my constitutional rights and all of this kind of stuff. We have a pandemic. Protect yourself, wear a mask. Protect others, wear a mask.
And I get it, but I want to share a really quick story with you. It won't take long. My stepson has been asthmatic his entire life. He's 18 now. He's been asthmatic his entire life. About 2 weeks ago, there was an issue. His asthma was acting up. So his father took him to the ER. When they got to the ER, they told them they were going to admit him as a COVID patient. Okay? This child was not sick. His asthma was just bothering him. Luckily, his grandmother had the prednisone that he needed for his breathing treatment. He took his steroid. He was fine. So there's a lot to be concerned about with this virus, because you're ignoring the entire patient's history, and you're just going to treat them as if they had this virus without even having a test being done. So
I understand that. And you make a very good point. I keep saying, just to say, we are not in normal times. A lot of mistakes will be made. So you have to have your wits about you.
Correct.
If you are taking a child to a hospital, you should be on top of that.
Correct.
And
yeah,
good thing
now, here's the
somebody
thing.
Was if, on top if, of that. But this is an individual story. In the big scheme of things, what we have is the basic question: who is entitled to make the decision about what we as a society would do in response and how we would live in response to a catastrophe, a major catastrophe developing here? We've already experienced, as I said, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of deaths and diagnoses. What are we waiting for?
Well, I also would say this, right? In watching the media reports of this, for instance, we saw all these protesters on the streets for weeks now. I see all the reports coming out in Bloomberg, you know, Wall Street Journal. Oh, the numbers aren't rising because of the protests, right? And then after the next commercial break, they'll say, oh, Donald Trump has a rally planned. Oh, it's a super spreader coronavirus event. And it's weird to me that they could just definitively and authoritatively say, oh, millions of people in the street at a protest, no, numbers won't go up. If you go to this Donald Trump rally, you're going to get it, right? It's close the beaches, close the bars, close restaurants. We have to be careful. But the NBA is on track to start at the end of this month in Orlando, where the numbers are supposedly going up like crazy. So there's a lot of inconsistency
you're
with these reports.
You're absolutely right. It gives the impression that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, but they're doing it anyway. And it is not helping, because it does not communicate a cogent approach, a cogent solution It does not tell us how, as a nation, we should be responding so as to help yield a predictable result, which is bringing this virus down.
But we have to be very careful, because all American solutions end up usually in the penal system. The Health and Human Services new guidelines basically say that if you're not compliant, you will be referred to the Department of Homeland Security and to the Department of Justice. So again, if this is about a virus and my health and your health and our health as a nation, right, if someone is not compliant, I would think you would try to get them medical services first, get checked out, tested, etc. But no, you're sending people straight to law enforcement.
Let us agree that this entire catastrophe has not been handled properly at all. And it keeps changing. And people with particular kinds of influence are exerting that influence so that people are behaving in different ways and responding in different ways. This is not supposed to be. We should have a one articulated program, and we should all try to find a way to cooperate with what the leaders are saying, but we don't trust them. So it's a multifaceted issue. We can't get that solved right away. But in the meantime, we could start with the simple thing of, what is the big problem with wearing a mask? is it going to change you? Is it going to convert you to something? What is the problem with wearing a mask? We've come to the end of the program, so I have to say goodbye. We'll pick this up tomorrow if you would like, but I got to go. Thanks so much for your input today. Great, great ideas and responses and observations. And let's meet again tomorrow and see what develops. Bye-bye.